We're now joined by the head coach of North Butler Volleyball, Sarah Goodrich. And, Coach, we had a chance to talk after senior night on Thursday. You get a valuable weekend off, how you saw your team come out and finish the way they did here tonight in a competitive match.
Absolutely. It was a weekend that you kind of just needed. Finished celebrating homecoming week off the energy that we had and just kind of take the weekend to rest and recover from everything that they kind of were going through at the time. Monday was a great day for us to kind of come back on the court and come together as one, just kind of fine-tuning those little things. Like I said, Thursday night, we knew this team before. We've seen them before, and I think these girls did a great job executing on adjustments and doing what we do best.
After your team came out and took care of business in that first set, you're up one set to none. The second and third sets, just the conversation with your team to keep things together in two very highly contested sets. Set two decided by two, set three decided by three.
Yeah, definitely just next ball mentality. We kind of like to come out hot and then kind of let go of some of that energy. But just that next ball of, you know, that point isn't done until it's truly done, and just kind of fighting one ball at a time. Coming into that, those second and third sets weren't our greatest start from the beginning. And just some minimal errors that came here and there. And, I mean, it's going to happen. It's the game of volleyball. But just kind of coming back together, resetting, and playing our game instead of really looking across the net and seeing what they were doing.
By my unofficial stats tonight, your team got really good production from the service line. Six service aces, and especially in some of those spots where you wanted to go on a run, that's where it started.
Yeah, they've been great from the service line. As a team, serving over 90% was really that goal for this year. And seeing that production over past years is huge, but really just those past couple weeks of them just being so aggressive, and our aces have came with it. But just truly, like I said, playing our game and doing what we can do and controlling our side of the net, and that's definitely one of those things.
Your top two performers here tonight by my unofficial stats, Zoe Thompson with 8 and Addison Ulrich with 7 kills. Those are your top two stat leaders this season, seeing them come out and play the way they did here tonight.
As many people know, Zoe runs that offense for us, not only by setting, but we also rely a lot on her from her hitting aspect too. And like I say, from her hitting aspect too, we have to really rely on those setters. Those setters run that offense. There's never one singular time that I have to kind of step in there. They know their players, and they've really worked on that chemistry, so that's huge. Addie is that spark that we've needed right now, especially, and just kind of building that confidence and just playing a little bit smarter. She's got the swing down, but not letting them get down if they get the block touch or something like that, and just using their defense to our advantage.
Your team's getting ready for a playoff push here these next couple weeks. Some big tournaments ahead, some big matches ahead. What you'd like to see from your team as you get ready for some of your biggest matches of the year?
Yeah, we know every day is nothing to take for granted, and we know it's never going to come easy for us. So doing what we can do and playing our defense, staying disciplined, and I think that's kind of like tonight where things fell through is when we kind of lost a little bit of that discipline, but taking each ball one ball at a time and letting go of the last and continue to push forward.
Your brief thoughts on what's coming up for your team, a really good tournament coming up here this weekend.
Yeah, Saturday we get to travel to Olwine. We're excited. Not only is it a great tournament, but it's some schools we haven't seen, some different competition. And so just kind of making those girls kind of use their volleyball knowledge and working on that discipline of adjusting on the fly.
Final thoughts, Coach, is a great road win for your team. It's road the rest of the way, but your team came out to start that stretch with a great win here tonight.
Absolutely. We're excited to see where this season brings. Thank you, as always, to everyone that came out and supported us here in person or watched online for us. We wouldn't be this team without any of that Bearcat community, and so we just want to say thanks to you, but we're excited to see where this journey takes us, and we're ready to go one game at a time.
Well, Coach, keep up the great work with your Bearcats, and best of luck as you head to that tournament this weekend. Thanks for the time.
Thank you so much.